It's time for another Valley Talk program on KROX, as we're going to talk one of the fun fall events in the city of Crookston, the Benedictine Living Community Foundation Glow Golf Scramble. And, we have two guests in the studios today. First, we'll introduce Cassie Rudian. Cassie, maybe give us your title and a little about yourself.
Good morning. I'm Cassie Rudy. I'm the Foundation Development Director at Benedictine Living Community Crookston, formerly Villa St. Vincent. We are gearing up for our Glow Golf Tournament. It's our fundraiser, super fun event. It'll be held on September 9th, so it's coming up fast.
And everybody knows it as the Villa. I think people still call the Crookston Inn Northland or stuff like that. So Benedictine is the Villa, and how long has that been now?
It has been 3 years, I believe, since we kind of changed our name to Benedictine Living Community Crookston. Of course, our buildings, our skilled nursing building is still called the Villa, and our assisted living is still called the Summit. Everyone does kind of know us as the Villa, so we try to help people out with our new name.
Yeah, for those that maybe haven't heard, that's what we're talking about here. And now we have Lindsay Erdman. And Lindsay, tell us your title and more about you.
Sure. So thank you for having us. Yep. My name is Lindsay Erdman. I'm the Executive Director of the Villa St. Vincent, or Benedictine Living Community of Crookston. And a little about me. I've been in this role for the last year and basically been at the Villa my entire life since laundry in 15. So, been in the building for many, many years.
Yeah. And it's the Benedictine Living Community. It's just a great place. I used to deliver papers there back in the day. But then my daughter worked there for many, starting as a freshman in high school. And it's just a fun place. And there's a great staff and just obviously great residents as well.
Mm-hmm. Departments that we have to offer, and the elderly just have a special place in my heart, so that's just where I stay.
And let's talk about the Glow Golf Scramble. Last year was the first year I was able to participate, and it's one that we marked down the next day. We said, okay, well, we're going to mark this Saturday off. We're going to do that. And it really is a fun time.
It is. It's gotten to be a pretty popular event. It's on September 9th. It'll start at 4 p.m. The first round of golf is 9 holes during the day, so just a normal scramble, and then there is a break for supper. And we have staff and volunteers who go out during the supper time and light up the course. And so then at dusk, the golfers will go out. We encourage people to bring their own, glow items. We'd give a award for the best dressed, and encourage people to decorate their carts with glow items. We also give a prize for the best decorated cart. We provide glow balls. So the course is lit up and you're using glow balls, and it's just a really fun time. Even just to sit and watch it, it's fun.
Watching all the glow balls fly through the air, it's when it gets dark out, it's in the laughter that you hear on the course, sitting at the clubhouse just listening to, the groups laugh and have a good time. It's really fun.
It is, and a really cool experience, as you said, watching the golf balls fly, especially if you're on hole 5, 6, or 8, where you see a bunch of holes going, the balls going each way, and it really is a neat experience. But the big thing is it's for a very good cause as well, and tell us about where the money, the proceeds will be going this year.
This year we are fundraising for our Wander Guard system. We have this system in place throughout our campus at our exits, where if we have a resident or tenant who we're concerned may wander outside, we can put a bracelet on and it'll alert us at the door so we can keep people safe. And the current system that we have is about 20 years old, we figured. And so as time goes on, you need to replace parts and things, and it's just becoming hard to get parts, so we are having to get refurbished parts, and they're more expensive, and so upgrading our system with the newest technology, so we are sure that there will be no interruption in that program, is just so important.
And it's just important for our responsibility. You know, wandering is not something that can be treated, and so we want to make sure that, you know, our responsibility of making sure that our tenants and residents are safe and not exit-seeking and are safe in environments, especially living in Minnesota where we have 100 degree days or 40 below. So it's nice to be able to make sure that they are safe and secure in our buildings at any given time. So being able to have those notifications. So we got a new call light system, I think, 2 years ago. And so now with the wander system that we're looking for, we'll also be notified on our cell phones that the resident assistants carry and our CNAs carry. So not only at the nurse's station, it'll be alarmed there, but it'll also be on the cell phones that they carry for being notified. So it's kind of an upgrade, being able to, you know faster and be able to respond faster. So I'm really excited to be able to implement something new and get, you know, more in the times.
Yeah, and we do have a secured memory care unit at our facility, but that's not always appropriate for everyone. It's kind of a low stimulation, you know, area. And so some people who may be perfectly fine to be in assisted living or be in our skilled area, you know, where they can stay there longer, kind of age in place longer, where we can keep them safe. So it'll be great.
Well, and minutes matter, or seconds matter, especially like you said, that we get 40 below wind chill days, and a short period of time outdoors could be the difference.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's crucial to have, you know, be able to have that timing. Timing does matter. So.
And what about, I know some people that if they were a resident, they would be trying to sneak out.
Well, you have that too.
Do you have those high risk? What is the estimated cost of this new system? I'm sure it's not cheap.
No, it is not cheap. So the system that we're looking at is roughly around $150,000. And so looking at that and getting that connection with those, the call light or the cell phones that I had talked, so making that, you know, talk to each other. So we're looking at about $150,000 to $160,000.
And when it talks to the call light, that's just another advantage of this new system as well.
Yep.
And what is, obviously, you'd love if you made $150,000 in the golf tournament. That would be fantastic. But is this a process over several years, or what is the plan?
It'll be, we hope over the course of the next year, you know, we have our Glow Golf fundraiser. Mm-hmm. We send out annual appeal letters at the end of the year. We have our Giving Hearts Day. We are hoping over the course of this year that we'll hopefully be able to fundraise enough to fund this project.
So generally, you know, kind of how that looks is like Cassie and I and the team will meet and kind of pick one main project that we have for that year and what the greatest need is for the facility. And so that's kind of what all the funds, the fundraising events, things that we do throughout the year would go towards. So that's kind of our goal this year. Mm-hmm. So that's where all the funds that we will fundraise that will go towards.
That's the one great thing about the Crookston area community is we are a very giving community.
Absolutely. We have, you know, along with the tournament, we also do raffle prizes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, businesses in the community have been so generous to donate, you know, different items or gift cards. We also have someone who has donated, they have season Vikings tickets, and they've donated four very good seats for a Viking. Yeah. four tickets that we'll be raffling off for a Vikings game. So that'll be
cool.
Pretty exciting prize, we think.
Just to try to get in on the raffle. Yeah.
And we've got a lot of other great prizes too. So we're excited for that.
And that is as you said, neat. But the raffles, the fundraising is first and foremost the important part. But the second, and I would say 1B would be the fun that's had.
Yep.
And it's such a fun time, great people. And as you said, the laughter, the joking, it's just an all around fun afternoon and evening.
It is. Yes. We just pray for nice weather and it'll be a great time.
How does somebody sign up to golf in the tournament?
So you can contact myself, Cassie Rudy. My direct line is 218-281-9713. You can also go on our website, benedictinecrookston.org, go to our giving page, and there is a link to register there. You can register your team there. If there are area businesses who want to be a whole sponsor, you can sign up for whole sponsorship on that giving page as well.
And how many golfers on each team?
So we do teams of four.
Okay.
So, we still have some room for some teams if anyone's interested in signing up. It's a great time and goes for a great cause.
If you're not able to golf and maybe aren't a business, you can... I think I've seen whole sponsors before.
Will... sign up for whole sponsors as well. So it's so amazing how generous our community is. And we just are in awe of how generous people are.
And if you don't want to be a whole sponsor, they can call you and you'll be happy to talk to them if they're willing to donate to this
cause.
Yeah. And that can happen 360, almost every day. But even if Chris, if they're looking at donating, I'm sure you'd talk to them on a holiday too. So
absolutely.
And with the Wander system, is there other, how has all the upgrades that you've put in over the past 10 years? That it seems like obviously owning a business, I'm never where I want to be, but are you getting close to where you're happy with at this point?
Well, I mean, there's always things to do. There's always a capital list that's a mile long, I feel like, and you just kind of narrow it down as to what the greatest need is for our residents and our tenants, and making sure that our staff have the electronics or the things that they need to make their job easy too, because long-term care, it's a difficult field and it's hard work. So just making sure that the tools are available to make it as easy as possible. So I think down the road we definitely need to look at some updates and things like that. You know, we've had on our Summit side especially, I think it needs just some love in some different areas. So, just some different flooring. And we've done just in the last couple of weeks, months, we've done a couple of tub updates. So prior there was kind of a step into the shower and we've removed all of that and have walk-in showers on some of the apartments that needed some updates. So we've, done some flooring, painting, tub remodels. So I think you just keep picking away at it.
And the state was able to come up with some funding, much needed funding for nursing homes and care facilities across the state, but also in Crookston. And the Benedictine was a recipient of that. And that was, we've heard of many closing in the area, and this was much needed, wasn't it?
Absolutely, 100%. So, early on we had Riverview Memory Care Unit that had closed, Erskine had closed, and then a couple weeks ago their assisted living in Erskine closed as well. So there's just a lot of closures happening around our area. Thankful to have a corporation with Benedictine to be able to support, good and bad months. So what that looks like. Yes, these funds from the state were very much appreciated. There's obviously stipulations around what that looks like. And so You know, hoping that we'll be able to do some of those updates that I had talked mm-hmm. about with some of that funds. So it's kind of geared for, you know, hopefully capital or different debts, things like that is where those funds will be kind of allocated.
How is as far as employees, are you, I don't know if anybody's where they want to be right now, but how is that going?
You know, staffing is always a challenge. It's difficult. It's a difficult concept. You know, we offer different incentives. So we have scholarships for, you know, people who are looking to go to school for nurses or nursing. And so we're able to provide those scholarships. And some of that fund does come from the foundation and different projects that we have in-house. But we're always looking for associates and willing to work with schedules and be flexible as able. I think that if you're able to work with the associates, they'll work with you. Yep. So I think that's kind of the mindset that we focus on. And college is starting, so I feel like there's kind of always an uptick, you know, getting some of the UMC students that start, but then fluctuating with some of the high school students in their sports. So it's kind of a give and take and a balance that we work through.
And if anybody's interested in working at the Benedictine Living Community, how do they go about that?
So our human resources is Jennifer Reitmeyer. And so if you wanted to apply or see the careers that we have posted, you would just go to Benedictine Living Community of Crookston, you'd hit the careers page, and then all of the positions that we have would be posted there. So there's great opportunities because there's part-time shifts. So for high school students, there's, you know, shifts that are like a 4 to 9 or, you know, whatever they're kind of able to give. We kind of work with that schedule to make that work for us and them. So there's short shifts, there's, you know, full shifts. And so on the weekends, if they had time available, they could do, you know, a full 8-hour shift if they were interested in that. But, you know, we also employ the summit too. So there's a 5-to-8 shift there, you know, so it's in. That's a great opportunity because they're able to do the med passes and things like that. So people who are geared, you know, maybe towards that nursing goal, it's a great opportunity or a great start.
Well, and that's you nailed it there. If you're a high school student or even a college student looking at going into the healthcare industry, this is a great place to start.
Yeah.
So, and again, if they want to sign up to be a part of this, and I'll speak from experience, a very fun event. How do they go about that again?
Yes,
Cassie?
You can contact myself, Cassie Rudy, Foundation Development Director, at 281-9713. You can also head to our website, benedictinecrookston.org. Click on our giving page, and you can register right there for a team or to be a whole sponsor.
And if you don't want to be a whole sponsor or can't golf, you'll be happy to talk to them about a donation.
Yes, I'd be happy to talk with anyone about it.
Another great cause and a great part of the Crookston community, the Benedictine Living Community, or the Villa St. Vincent, as many people still will call it. But is there anything else you'd like to add before we let you go?
No, I think we covered most things.
Yeah. Come on out September 9th for a fun time.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and we look forward to the Glow Golf Tournament. Yeah, thank you. That is Cassie Rudy and also Lindsay Erdman from the Benedictine Living Community in Crookston. Again, their tournament will be September 9th. It's the Glow Golf Tournament starting at 4. The first 9 holes will be during the day, then dinner and time to decorate the carts and get all the glow stuff out on the courses, and then golf at night. And again, I was able to participate in it for the first time last year, just as the schedule just hasn't worked for me in the past, but it is now. And it was a fantastic time, and I highly recommend. I guarantee you'll have fun, even if you're not a great or even good golfer. You'll enjoy it. So make sure to take that in. It is 11 o'clock. It's now time for our World and National News headlines from the Associated Press on KROX.